In 1950, as Pope Pius XII was preparing to promulgate the dogma of the Assumption of Mary into heaven, he privately prayed to God for a sign to confirm that the proposed dogma was indeed God's holy will. This is the story of what was believed to be heaven's remarkable answer to the Pope's prayer. Gilles Bohard was born in Mayenne, France on November the 27th, 1944, on the Feast of the Miraculous Medal. He was the third of five children. His father Gabriel Bohard was a plumber, and his mother Madeleine was a housewife. Remarkably, God intervened very early in Gilles' existence. At the age of 9 months, he was diagnosed with meningoencephalitis, which was an illness that was often fatal at that time. For little Gilles in France, there were no really effective medicines to combat the disease. A little sister of the poor, who was a friend of the family, gave the family two relic prayer cards to place under baby Gilles' pillow while praying for his healing, one of which was a relic card of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. Miraculously, the little child was healed, but this was not the last he was to see of the little flower. In September of 1947, the Bohard family was living in Arcachon, France. Little Gilles was 2 years and 10 months and is described as an average child, seemingly no different than other boys of his age. On September the 30th, 1947, he reportedly had his first appearance of the Virgin Mary, with more soon to follow. The child states that the Virgin Mary asked him to go to a place called Aspy, where there were news reports of 3 children and soon afterwards a 40-year-old man who had reportedly been seeing the Virgin Mary since 1 year prior to 1946. Now, his parents were uncertain about Gilles' vision, but his father manages to locate the place on a roadmap, and he decides to take a ride there by himself to visit the place as requested by the lady in Gilles' apparition. Why Aspy? Now, in August of 1946, there were reports of alleged apparitions of the Virgin Mary to 3 individuals. The Virgin Mary appeared under the title of the Immaculate Conception. But these events were soon investigated by the diocese, and on December the 12th, 1946, the local bishop first related his initial opinion that the apparitions were not true. Now, when Gilles' father arrived at Aspy, he asked one of the purported visionaries to come with him to confirm or disprove the words of his son. And so it was on the evening of September the 30th, 1947, that one of the girl visionaries came to the Bohard family home to visit with little Gilles. According to her testimony, in the garden of the family house, she saw the Virgin Mary appearing as Our Lady of Lourdes. When Gilles' family arrived, only Gilles could see the beautiful lady. He describes Mary with a hood, meaning that she was wearing a veil over her head. Thanks to the testimonies gathered on the spot, and the notes taken immediately thereafter by the parents of Gilles, we have in pretty good detail the various purported appearances of Mary with their child on this day and on many occasions in the future. On the 13th of October, the Feast of the Fatima Apparitions, at around 5 p.m. the Blessed Virgin appeared and asked that the people pray together a decade of the Rosary for the intentions of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. On the 8th of December 1947, he sees a great cross in the heavens. 2 days later, on December the 10th, Saint Therese of the Child Jesus reportedly appeared to him with a big smile. And according to Gilles, Saint Therese had tossed flowers towards him, which of course calls to mind Saint Therese's promise before her death that from heaven she would let fall a shower of roses. On June the 4th, 1948, Gilles informed his family concerning the identity of the apparition, saying she was Holy Mary, Mother of God, and on June the 10th, Holy Mother of Graces. Feeling compelled to intervene because of the news reports and excitement being generated by the various visionaries at Aspy, the diocese conducts an investigation, and on December the 12th, 1946, Bishop Theas, the then Bishop of Montauban, writes in a private correspondence that these appearances are not true and that it is all an illusion. On August the 15th, 1948, a vision was imposed on the almost 4-year-old child. He describes it with his pictorial words, "I see a big button, which was the earth, and above a big beast, like a lizard with a big tail and big legs wrapped around it. Not far away, I see a gentleman with feathers on his back." Without perhaps knowing it, Gilles had just described, in an original way, the Archangel Saint Michael and the figure of Satan influencing this world. In the weeks that followed, the Virgin Mary appears to little Gilles and asks him for many prayers. On December the 13th, the Virgin Mary confided a secret to Gilles for the Pope and for the Pope only. During summer of 1949, Gilles continues to receive apparitions and locutions on the 13th of each month, with two additional visions on August the 15th. On November the 13th, 1949, the Virgin Mary, after asking for prayers for all of the sick, said, "Gilles, you must go to Rome to see the Pope." So a first trip to Rome is organized despite financial difficulties regarding the cost of the trip, for they were a family of very modest means. Because of this, only Gilles and his father went. On December the 12th, 1949, Gilles and his father were able to meet Pope Pius XII in a semi-private audience. But on the day, the child does not give the Pope the secret of the lady, because he is not alone with the Pope as requested by the Madonna. Gilles is disappointed, but insistent that he must deliver the message privately. So a second trip begins to be organized. Gilles and his father leave for Rome in late April, and on May the 1st, 1950, Pope Pius XII received Gilles in a private audience, with only 5-year-old Gilles and the Sovereign Pontiff present. Of this private encounter, very little has been revealed, but an Italian journalist published a long article entitled "A Little Frenchman of 5 Years Speaks to the Pope." This article quoted the famous secret of Gilles. The Blessed Virgin Mary did not die. She ascended into heaven with her body and soul. Remarkably, according to several well-informed sources, it was reported that Pope Pius XII had in fact asked God for a sign to confirm that the proposed dogma of the Assumption was in accord with the will of God. And so it was that members of his close entourage, as well as several people outside the Vatican, did not fail to identify this sign as being the private revelation of the child. One can only assume that the Pope did also. While the mission of Gilles was realized in his delivery of heaven's message to the Pope, from 1950 to 1958, Gilles continued to be visited by the Blessed Virgin at regular intervals. Once during a mass in honor of the Sacred Heart, the child sees the Virgin Mary, whom very noticeably bows during the moment of the consecration. On August the 15th, 1958, the Virgin appeared to him for the last time. A year and a half later, Gilles passed from this life to eternity on February the 26th, 1960. He was 15 years of age. Gilles Bohan, pray for us.